Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The rain is not here just yet. It's still to the north and west of us. I'll show you when we'll get some rain and perhaps a few thunderstorms coming up.
And the quest for the Cup continues tonight at PNC Arena. A live report on how fans are getting ready for Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Plus, another candidate announced his bid to be North Carolina's next governor. Who is it? The response from others in the GOP. Well, the Hurricanes' quest for the Cup continues tonight at PNC Arena. Good evening and thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Julian Grace. This right here is a live look now as fans get ready for Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Florida Panthers. Look at those fans right there. They are ready to go. All right, let's bring in meteorologist Amy Wilmoth. She is filling in for Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center to talk about a chance for rain tonight. Amy.
That's right. Thankfully, the rain has held off for all the tailgating for the Canes fans. The rain's still well to the west of at this point, moving into the North Carolina mountains. We do expect some of this rain to move in overnight tonight. So this is going to be after sunset tonight. So your evening plans will be just fine. I'll pause the clock here around 10 o'clock, maybe a stray shower here in the triangle, but still the line of showers and maybe a few isolated storms in our northwestern counties at that point. And then overnight tonight, we'll have some scattered showers, maybe a few isolated rumbles of thunder. We don't expect any severe weather. There's just not enough energy for that. But this rain is going to last into Sunday, into the first half of your Sunday at least. So our rain chances for the next 12 hours, they're going to be highest after midnight tonight, continuing into the first part of your Sunday. The good news is the second half of our Sunday is looking pretty good, and I'll have more on that coming up in just a little bit. This is a live look at our Jimmy V's cam. Beautiful day for Artsplosure in downtown Raleigh. This festival is underway again tomorrow. We'll show you that forecast hour by hour coming up in just a little bit. Julian.
All right, Amy, we are glad you are with us tonight. Well, we are less than 2 hours away from the puck drop for the Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. We are watching that clock as it ticks away. The Carolina Hurricanes are hoping for a win tonight after Thursday night's loss against the Panthers in the fourth overtime period. Wow, that was a long game. WRAL's Brett Neese is live outside PNC Arena where fans are getting ready for tonight's game. And Brett, do I dare ask what the atmosphere is like tonight?
Oh, Julian, not a lot of cars coming in because look at all the people that I got here with me, my closest friends. I love hanging out with my Caniacs here at the tailgate. And take a look at this. We got a homemade Stanley Cup made out of all kinds of wrenches and different metal tools here. This thing weighs over 160 pounds. Take a listen from the guy that made it.
I decided to build it after the Stadium Series game, and we're having such a great season and everything. I felt like, yeah, we need to be represented with a homemade Stanley Cup. So I started on it, put probably 150 hours or so into it.
Let's go, Canes!
Yeah, so 150 hours to build that cup, but look at all these fans. We're having so much fun out here. These are the fans. These are the Caniacs that go inside PNC Arena and make it the loudest house in the NHL. And tonight, Game 2, we're going to win. We're going to win. Yeah, Game 2 taking on the Panthers tonight. Julian, I love being out here at PNC with these Caniacs.
We know it, Brett Neese, always making fans, reporting live at PNC Arena out in Raleigh. Once again, thank you. Well, let's give you a rundown for tonight. WRAL's Casey Hintz will join us live in about 15 minutes for a full preview of tonight's game. And coming up on WRAL at 7:30, we'll have special coverage of Game 2. Then when it ends, be sure to come back to WRAL for our exclusive post-game show at 11:25. We'll have more on the thoughts from the fans, players, and of course the coach once again. So the Canes will take the ice in a couple of hours, as we just mentioned, and the Got to Be NC Festival is happening right now. So what does that mean? That means tens of thousands of people are heading to the area this evening. WRAL's Destiny Patterson is near the state fairgrounds. And Destiny, what are people saying about the traffic out there?
Well, Julian, I talked to several people both on and off camera about the traffic, specifically here along Trinity Road, where most of that traffic is. And I even ran into it myself. It took me a good 15 to 20 minutes just to figure out where that parking would be. And this is ahead of that Canes game tonight when we are expecting it to get even busier. Now out here we have cones and law enforcement officers that are guiding this traffic to make sure that it flows well and we don't have too many issues. And this all comes just as they are doing construction right around the corner. The NC Department of Transportation started a project that will eventually run Blue Ridge Road under Barrel Road, the railroad, and Hillsborough Street, and that has caused crews to close Blue Ridge Road at those railroad tracks in October. Earlier this year, they also closed Hillsborough Street at Blue Ridge Road, building a small connector road to accommodate Hillsborough Street traffic between Blue Ridge Road and Interstate 440.
So it took a good hour to get just parked.
The main road that comes in is closed down right now for construction. Kind of a horrible timing. I mean, couldn't pick a much worse time to have construction going on.
I would not want to sit in the traffic with the game, too.
As you can see, definitely a lot of people out here enjoying the festival. And I've also seen several people getting ready and walking from here over to PNC Arena. Now, many of the drivers that I spoke with said to make sure that you pack your patience as well if you do plan to come to the area tonight.
Oh, I love it. Pack your patience. You got to do it when you're on the road and all of the people that are down there. Destiny Patterson reporting live at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. Thank you. Now, we're talking about a got-to-be the NC Festival, right? And folks could not have asked for a better day. It has been absolutely gorgeous, right? The festival is all about showcasing our state's agricultural and business industry. It features a huge number of family-friendly activities, including games, demonstrations, food, musical performances, and more. And it's one of the most popular fairground events of the year.
And we've been coming for about 8 years. It's fun, free, family event, good day to enjoy the sun.
When it first started, it was a small event. Now it's a large event.
I think it's awesome. You got all the people coming to look at all the North Carolina products we have, all the animals that we can raise, the games, the rides, all that fun stuff. It's good.
Now, as you can see, Got to Be NC was a huge hit for visitors of all ages, even those little guys there. Now, if you missed it today, no worries. I got you covered. The festival continues tomorrow, so get on out there. Former U.S. Congressman Mark Walker joined the North Carolina governor's race today. The Republican pitched himself as someone who can not only grow North Carolina's economy, but also fight back against Democrats in Washington, D.C.
I've been the warrior standing strong in the toughest and highest levels of government. I know together we can make North Carolina proud.
In Cashier County, he's the third Republican seeking the party's nomination, along with Treasurer Dale Falwell and Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. Robinson is the favorite among the GOP candidates, but Walker suggested Robinson's history of scandals and controversial statements, sometimes targeting gay people, Jews, women, and school shooting survivors, should make voters think twice.
Republicans are going to have to ask themselves at some point, does character and integrity still matter to us?
Robinson's campaign says his story of overcoming challenges in his life make him the best candidate for the general election. Falwell welcomed Walker to the race, but touted his own experience. Now, whoever wins the Republican primary is likely to face Democratic Attorney General Josh Stein in the November 2024 election. Healthcare screenings for people struggling to make ends meet. Coming up, you do not want to miss this. When we get back, we'll show you where you can get checked out by doctors for free. Plus, an eruption of art in downtown Raleigh. Coming up, how people enjoyed today's Art Exposure Festival and when it ends. Welcome back. We're taking you live outside PNC Arena, where fans are getting ready for game two of the Eastern Conference Finals. We are less than 2 hours away from puck drop between the Canes and Panthers. Well, police responded to a shots fired call in Raleigh just after 3 a.m. It happened on the 4000 block of Tokopalua Street near Standing Rock Way. Investigators say when they arrived at the home, they found that it was hit by bullets. One person inside the house was hurt, but is expected to be okay. It's unclear if this was a random incident. No word yet on any possible arrests. Investigators are working to determine what caused two cars to burst into flames overnight in Raleigh. Responders received the first call of a vehicle fire near Dixon Drive around 2 a.m. A little later, a second vehicle fire was reported on Grand Manor Court. Firefighters say the fires are not believed to be an act of arson. All right, we don't want to rush through this one. A free health clinic continues tomorrow in Henderson. Remote Area Medical is providing the pop-up clinic, delivering free dental, vision, and medical services at Advanced Charter School on Ross Mill Road. Services are free and no ID is required. Clinic doors open at 6 a.m. The largest air show in North Carolina returned to Goldsboro today. Look at them go. This is video from Seymour Johnston Air Force Base's Facebook page of just a little bit of wings over Wayne. The festival returns after a four-year hiatus in Goldsboro. Now, if you missed today's fun, it all returns tomorrow. Racing is back at the North Wilkesboro Speedway. It's hosting the 2023 NASCAR All-Star Race and all of the events that come with it. Today is the Truck Series race. WRL will be at the All-Star Race tomorrow, covering all the action at the historic track. The track hosted NASCAR races for years before stopping in the 1990s. The Speedway received millions of dollars from the state budget a couple of years back, and they used that money to restore the track to its former glory and make some upgrades. I know fans were so happy about that. Today marked the start of a huge Artsplosure Festival in downtown Raleigh. Over the weekend, tens of thousands of people will attend this hugely popular event. The art market features more than 175 fine artists and craftspeople exhibiting original works of art in 10 different categories. All the works are available for purchase. There are also live musical performances on the main stage. Now, attendees tell us the event does not disappoint.
The vibe is awesome. Loved meeting the artists. We chatted up a few and talked about their work.
And it didn't rain, and it's not too sunny, so it's like you got just the exact perfect day you want.
Perfect day that you want. WRL is presenting sponsor, proud community partner of Artsplosure. The event continues tomorrow. Right now, the American Cancer Society Relay for Life is happening in downtown Raleigh. It got underway in the last hour at Halifax Mall. Now, it was postponed from last month because of the weather. WRL's Travis Fain is emceeing, coming up tonight at 10 on Fox 50. Hear from those who attended today's relay and what this means to them. You'll hear from them later tonight at 10. Amy, the weather was absolutely gorgeous today. It looks beautiful behind me, but those clouds are telling us rain is on the way, right?
We do. We have some rain on the way, but it's kind of good timing. It's going to arrive overnight tonight and continue into the first half of Sunday, and then we'll salvage the second half. At least that's what I'm thinking at this point. But right now, the rain's still well to the north and west of us. It's been great weather for all of those outdoor events that we've had this weekend, but rain and storms will arrive overnight tonight. I think we'll have isolated storms. Most of the energy with this system is going to stay south of us. So a few isolated rumbles of thunder overnight tonight, but I don't think we're going to have widespread thunderstorm activity. So let's walk you through Futurecast hour by hour. Around 10 o'clock tonight, we'll notice the showers moving into our northwestern counties, maybe a couple of sprinkles here in the triangle, but I think most of the rain will hold off until well after sunset, until around midnight or so in the triangle. Around 5 o'clock in the morning, some scattered showers, maybe a few isolated thunderstorms, and we do expect scattered showers through the morning hours and maybe as late as lunchtime or so. The best chance for any lingering showers into the afternoon would be in our southeastern communities. A few showers still possible, maybe down in Sampson County, Cumberland County, perhaps in Wayne County into the second part of the afternoon. But I think eventually we'll have some clearing. We'll have a northerly flow move in behind a front that moves through. And so by the end of the day, we should see at least a little bit of sunshine. The timing of this front arriving overnight, it means that we're probably not going to see any severe weather. So I thought it'd be interesting to take a look at Futurecast storm energy. With cold fronts moving through overnight, it's pretty rare to have a lot of energy with that, and you need a lot of atmospheric energy to produce any severe storms. And notice how it is just very, very weak as that rain starts to arrive overnight tonight into Sunday. This is very weak storm energy. So again, we can't rule out an isolated rumble of thunder, but severe weather, we just don't think it's going to happen with this particular round of rain and thunderstorms. This is a live look at the Deep App. They have some clouds there. They There is a game that gets started shortly after 6:30. The weather should be great for the game. It should stay dry through the game, which is good. And this is a live look at the WREL Gardens. Of course, we have the Century Plant here, which continues to change day by day. And I've now seen at least two brides, two weddings here in the gardens. And we've had perfect weather for weddings today. And as Julian was talking about, we had Art Splosure in downtown. That's still happening. The weather great for that. It's 75 degrees. This is a look from our Jimmy V's cam in downtown. A little bit of a breeze at times. The dew point's at 63, so it's a little bit muggy, but it's not terrible. We'll stay in the 70s for the next several hours, and eventually we'll fall into the 60s overnight tonight. We have some 80s in South Hill and Rocky Mount, 79 in Goldsboro right now, 75 degrees right now in Raleigh and in Durham. Showers possible overnight tonight. A few rumbles of thunder. Temperatures will stay in the 60s, so it does stay pretty mild tonight. If you're headed to Art Splosure or any kind of outdoor activity, maybe got to be in see tomorrow. You might want to hold off until the second half of the day, maybe around lunchtime or so. We'll have the showers in the morning, maybe isolated storm, and temperatures will stay in the mid to upper 70s through the afternoon tomorrow. And looking ahead to next week, staying pretty quiet, mainly dry with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Julian.
Take a quiet week. Thank you, Amy.
Sure.
Casey, I thought the Caniacs would be a little bit too tired after Thursday night's game, but it looks like they're ready to go.
Oh, Julian, are you kidding me? No, they've been out here for a few hours. Fans are lined up as the doors are just about to open. But how are the guys feeling? Well, we're going to hear from some of the fellas after that quadruple overtime loss. Plus, we go one-on-one with head coach Rod Brind'Amour as we preview tonight's Game 2 next in sports.
The Florida Panthers take Game 1 in the sixth longest game in the history of the National Hockey League.
Thursday night after Friday morning, recovered. Sleeping was good, and a good rest day yesterday, so yeah, ready to go today.
You know, playing 2.5 games in one night certainly doesn't help anyone. You're all kind of recovering together, going through the same things together, so, you know, that helps. And no, this morning's just feeling like a normal game day.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome into sports. I'm Casey Hinn, standing alongside Chris Lee as we're coming to you live from PNC Arena as we're getting ready for Game 2 between the Hurricanes and Panthers. And as you just heard, those guys feeling rested, well, as rested as they can be, and ready to go, Chris.
Yeah, and hopefully 19,000 of their best friends here are also rested. I know it was a late night for everybody, but Canes fans are definitely ready, and hopefully the Canes can tie it up tonight.
Yeah, now yesterday, neither team skated. It was a big day for recovery, which was different for every guy, from 38-year-old Brent Burns all the way down to 21-year-old Seth Jarvis. He said this morning, you know, I'm using my youth to my advantage, so I'm feeling pretty good. But boy, Chris, he looked good Thursday night.
Yeah, he absolutely did. And you said the keyword, he's 21 years old, so he could definitely bounce back because of a long night. He also had a really good game, and he's playing at his best right now in the Eastern Conference Final. He got the scoring started for the Canes back on Thursday with the first goal of the game, and then, of course, almost hit the game winner in overtime. That was his first conference final game of his career. And it was a long one, but he's young enough to bounce back. He's got a good read on how the Panthers are playing in comparison to the first two series of the playoffs.
It's almost kind of like a blend of the first two series. You had the Islanders, who were defensive and physical. You had the Devils, who opened it up a little bit more. And then I think with Florida, you kind of have a combination of both. You have a team that can defend really well. You have a goaltender that's super hot right now. But they also have the ability to score at will and have a lot of offensive talent.
All right, well, that's what the fellas are thinking. What about head coach Rod Brind'Amour? Well, Pat Welter had a chance to catch up with him just a short time ago. Let's send it inside Ice Level for that.
Rod, I feel like if we learned anything from Game 1, it's just how even these two teams are. You talked about details this morning. What are a few specific ones you think could have an impact tonight?
Well, you just never know. I think the whole key is to stay in the moment. And, and you know, you can't take a breath out there, because that one shift, that one face-off that you win or lose could be a difference in the game. Because like you said, it's pretty evenly matched. We knew that coming in. This is kind of how the series is going to go. So it's just being dialed in every shift.
You coached the longest game in franchise history, played in the second 2002 versus Detroit. What do you feel like you learned from playing in that game that you can apply to this one?
Not much, other than sleep's overrated, I guess. I don't know. I think those are tough losses. There's no way around it. You know, it's a bounce here or there that decides the game. And the whole key now is, you know, not even worrying about it anymore. We got to worry about tonight. It's a new day, a new opportunity, and obviously a new challenge.
You built this culture of consistency, hard work. Are these the moments where you see that really shine?
Well, to get this far, that's the only way that it can happen. So it's already shone through. But now we have to, you know, obviously you can't change anything that got you here. And if anything, it's just sticking with it because we know it works.
You want to keep us in suspense about the goalies?
Yeah.
You want to end that suspense right now?
There's nothing else to talk about, right, at this point. I mean, so it's nice to have a little bit of anticipation for everybody to see what we're going to do. Obviously, we've got two guys that we really have a lot of faith in, and, you know, one of them will go.
You don't have a black guy, so we know Brent Burns is playing.
That's right. Well, he's going to play, and, you know, we need the best of him. I mean, he's been great all year, and hopefully he'll be huge tonight.
That was a great exclusive from WRL's Pat Welter tonight. We will have an exclusive post-game event, and that will be after the game is over at 11:25 or after all the overtimes are done.
Right. You know, I love it. I was down there with Rowdy. He is loose as can be, so you love to see that. Good to see. We'll also see you back here, like you said, at 7:30 for our Quest for the Cup pregame coverage. Julian, we'll send it back to you.
Hey, Casey, before we go, I want to talk about Jarvis. Just 21. It sounds like he has put the Thursday's game behind him and he's ready to go for tonight.
Man, it felt like that this morning. He is super loose, as we just kind of like Rod Brindamore there, but, you know, he's always kind of cracking jokes. But a guy like that, his legs are fresh. And, you know, one thing that Rod Brindamore has said before is that when a guy hasn't played maybe as many years, they don't. Like, he knows how big this game is, but he doesn't fully understand it. So he plays the game, goes out there, and he's easy to kind of put these ones behind him, too.
Once again, hard to believe he is just 21. All right, Chris and Casey, we will see you later tonight. Well, thank you. Yes, you, for joining us tonight. Make sure you tune in to our news at Fox 50 at 10. Then switch over to WRL News at 11 and the WRL post-game special after show for the Canes game tonight. All right, we'll see you later. Have a good one.